there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Take advantage of this later on. Dan's deals coming out later this week. If you're on the newsletter, you'll get a heads up before everybody else. We've got you ready for Mother's Day. Your shopping is taken care of. We've done it the previous 2 years. Really successful, tremendously successful. And what's great is great products at a huge discount, and we passed the savings on to you, so you don't want to miss out on that. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question. Hour two is going to be what? Seton O'Connor.
Hour two is going to be Jaden Daniels related.
Okay.
If you were Jaden Daniels, you, are happy to go to the Commanders or hope someone trades up for you.
Well, the reason why this is kind of bubbling right now, first of all, we don't have that headline heading into draft night on Thursday night. We assume Caleb Williams is going to go number one, Drake May, Jaden Daniels number two, then the other one will go three, J.J. McCarthy will probably be in there, somebody will trade up to four or five. Michael Penix, it feels like, is gaining momentum. Bo Nix might be dropping a little bit, but as far as drama here, not a lot. But it feels like there's the potential for some drama that Jaden Daniels, or at least his representatives, have presented the possibility that he's upset that the Commanders brought in four quarterbacks on the same day to work out. If I'm the number two overall pick, I don't want these other players coming in. And if I'm not the number two pick overall, this was last Wednesday, the story started to come out because you brought in these quarterbacks. Are the Commanders not sure right now? Now, I like that they're doing their due diligence. It makes me nervous that they're still doing their due diligence. You know, the Bears have decided on Caleb Williams. There's no drama there. People have tried to manufacture stories. Oh, he doesn't want to go there. Certainly sounds like he wants to go there. In fact, he was on the Pivot podcast and had this to say.
Now that I want to play at one place for 20 years and chase one guy, number 12, I want a place that loves ball. You know, that's all I've heard about Chicago so far, which is exciting for me because LA was great, but there is probably double digits of teams here. It's a big pool of you know, so you have to be winning championships. You have to be playoffs every year to have, you know, the fans and things like that show up. And so one thing, you know, if it was Chicago's a place that I've heard that they love ball, which is really exciting for me and something that I'm looking forward to and embracing.
Now, if the Commanders had the number one pick, he'd probably say all the same things. Man, they love ball here. Can't wait to go there. I'm going to chase number 12, Tom Brady. But saying all the right things, and I'm just surprised. If you get a once-in-a-generation talent, and nobody is offering to move up to get him, that I find surprising. I mean, we've had teams go up to number two, but going up to number one, that, you know, you do the math and what it's going to take as far as draft picks, and then you say, is it worth it? It's almost like it might be worth it, but we're going to take maybe somebody who is a B-plus instead of an A-minus here, and we'll live with that. You don't want to give up everything you have, all of your draft picks, and then you get a guy, then you can't help him out. But as far as Jaden Daniels with the Commanders, I think the last time I look at DraftKings, they had odds of who was going to go number two, and was it Drake May or Jaden Daniels? And I think those odds have been flip-flopping a little bit here because they're not quite sure what Washington's going to do. But we'll talk to Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider, about this. And a lot of times the agents start to get involved now. Then you start to give a little bit more of the somebody is saying something about somebody, or you could be saying something about somebody else's talent, somebody else's player, and trying to get somebody to fall. GMs, scouts sometimes will leak something out there. You know, I'm hearing. I'll go back to the NBA draft. On the night of the NBA draft, I had an agent come up to me, and he said, does Billis have his draft board there? And I go, yeah, I'm sure he does. He goes, yeah, I'm curious where Brandon Roy is. I said, well, I think he's like top five, maybe going to Portland. He goes, I don't know about the knees. I go, well, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, he's got some bad knees. So I said to Billis, I said, hey, ran into this agent, and he brought up Brandon Roy's knees. And then I think Billis said, yeah, I think most people are aware of that. And it turned out that Brandon Roy was a really good player, but a short period of time and had bad knees. But you get that where somebody will say, hey, what are you hearing about? And then if you say nothing, they'll go, oh, you haven't heard about, and then they'll give you something along the lines of you should keep an eye on this. So a lot of it is gossip. A lot of it is to, you know, ulterior motives. Nobody's being altruistic to help me host the NBA draft. It was, hey, you know, you might put that out there that Brandon Roy turned out, I think he was rookie of the year, was a really good player, but then didn't last long. Yes, Paulie?
I'm looking back at some old draft coverage, and remember when Blake Bortles was taken by the Jaguars, I think third overall?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the draft. People are shocked on the set. I think one of the analysts says, he was not in our plans at all for them. They didn't even bring him in for an interview. They didn't work him out. They hid Blake Bortles. They had planned on him the whole time and talked nothing about him. It's the thing you don't expect that could happen. That's the best part about it.
Well, we had him on after the draft, and we were just talking about, you know, how did that process work that you didn't go in? He said, well, you know, they did an interview with me, and I said, any strange questions? And he goes, well, they ask about my girlfriend. And at the time, that's when you were allowed to, I guess, I'm going to use quotations, to ask these uncomfortable questions with your potential draft picks there. But he did. He started out well, and then all of a sudden, he sort of became who we thought he was. But I remember, hey, would they go after Johnny Manziel? You know, there was all this speculation, and Jacksonville didn't tell anybody anything. And then all of a sudden, it's, they're taking Blake Bortles. And then people had to go, wait, did he play at like Central Florida? Wait, where did he play? Like everybody was scrambling because they're not thinking Blake Bortles is going to go number three overall. Didn't he throw 35 touchdowns, Paulie?
What a weird career. His second year in the league, he had 35 touchdown passes, then got worse. But was it 2017? They almost made the Super Bowl with him.
When they lost to the Patriots?
Yeah. That Miles Jack play when
they should have won. It should have gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 2017, they were 2-1 in the playoffs. He had three touchdowns and no picks. And they almost went to the Super Bowl. His career had one more year, basically.
How odd is that?
What a weird career.
But you didn't interview him. You didn't work him out. You didn't want to let anybody know anything. Sometimes you can outsmart yourself. All right, poll question for hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, we're going to go with Jaden Daniels. Are you happy to go with the Commanders, or would you hope somebody trades up for you?
Well, I think there's a relationship with Antonio Pierce from Arizona State for Jaden Daniels. I think Antonio Pierce was on Herm Edwards' staff. And I, so I think people are kind of trying to connect the dots of, hey, what about the Raiders? Well, what do the Raiders have to give up to go up to number two? And, you know, Tom Pelissero will set us straight on this, but that's what I'm wondering. Do the Raiders, do they want to go up and get Jaden Daniels? Can they go up and get him? And you kind of have to go to two, because if you go to three, what happens if the Commanders go, I think we're going to take Jaden Daniels? And then you're like, we're going to take Drake May or J.J. McCarthy? You got to go up, make sure you get your guy. It's like the Vikings. The Vikings, okay. They got two first-round picks they're going to go up and get. Okay. You're fine with getting the fourth quarterback there, getting J.J. McCarthy. But even what Sean Payton said last week, and I say this every draft, don't get a quarterback. Get your quarterback. Because if you go into that, I remember the Bengals took Akili Smith. You know, nice player at Oregon. But it's like, hey, we got to get our quarterback. And Akili Smith wasn't a good NFL quarterback. Hey, we got a quarterback. Get your quarterback. And I think that's what Sean Payton. Keep in mind, when the Broncos brought in Sean Payton, they had to give up a second-round draft pick, I believe. So they don't have that second-round pick this year. You're trying to get a quarterback. And it might, you might prevent them from getting a quarterback because you can't trade your second-round draft pick here. But it feels like Sean Payton and the Broncos, you know, should be a player. The Broncos uniforms are being released today. They're dropping today.
Yeah.
Have you seen any? Have there been any leaks here?
There's been a little purposeful leakage, as I like to say. You can't really see the stripes. It's all about the stripes.
Sounds like a problem that you have.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully not.
What are you suffering from? Purposeful leaking.
After 4 hours. No, I haven't seen anything. I saw some helmets. Mm. But it may have been one of those bait things where they try to put out a fake helmet.
Yeah. Who puts out a uniform where you go, oh, my God. Like, a lot of it is, you know, you're sort of working in the context of what your uniforms look like. Unless it's those throwbacks from the 1940s when the Packers would have those or the Bears. All right, those are unique. But I'm talking about your every week uniforms. Yeah, Paulie.
A lot of people want the L.A. Rams to go back to their uniforms from the late 70s, early 80s. And they do, like in drips and drabs, they like have throwback weeks and do that stuff. But
are these the gold pants, the yellow pants?
Gold pants, kind of classic.
Is this Vince Ferragamo?
Yeah, the Ferragamo era.
Mm, man.
Great-looking quarterback.
Was Ferragamo Garoppolo before Garoppolo?
Great call. Great call. Pastorini-ish.
And I still think the Rams are taking a quarterback. High. No, I'm not high. I'm just saying I think they're going to take them high up. Yes, Paul.
So the Broncos are an interesting case study because they've had some bad uniforms in their past, but they've had good play with bad uniforms. Mm. In the Elway days, the later Elway days, when they actually won it, and the early, and then when Manning was there, their uniforms were horrid, but they won.
Mm.
So it's very confusing. It makes you think their uniforms are better than they were. They were horrible.
No drama in the playoffs yet.
It's almost like uniforms don't impact how you win or lose at all.
Whoa. That's crazy.
You don't think, did you ever play better when you had a better uniform when you were younger?
You know, I do believe there is a whole, like, look good, feel good, play good mentality. I do believe that.
I can remember my senior year in high school and we got new uniforms. You know, those ones that look like Hoosiers, that, you know, shiny pants. We got rid of all of those things, really short shorts. And then we had a little bit, you know, lower shorts and a different shade of green for the Mighty Mighty Comets. And I remember putting those things on. We had black high-top Converse.
Fire.
We were ready.
Yeah.
We were ready. Come and get some. Mr. Outside, Mr. Inside, coming to your town. Yes, it's Paul.
I always thought that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers couldn't win a Super Bowl with those copper pewter uniforms.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they win it in 02?
Yeah.
Despite the uniforms? Yeah,
I guess. I guess. But they won it with Brady. Didn't they have kind of the same uniform there?
Kind of. A little more orangey.
If they went back, you'd have to go creamsicle in the Super Bowl.
Doug Williams.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, Doug didn't get to the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay.
The Jets' new uniforms aren't really new. They're just repaired. They're less awful. But they look more like 80s Jets uniforms.
We're still trying to fix the Eagles. They got to get the green right. You know, it's there's black and there's green and it's dark green. And it just, they need to have Harold Carmichael green back. Yes, Todd.
Was that the Kelly green? Is that the color they referred to that?
Maybe.
Right. The current Eagles colors are midnight green, black, white, and silver.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Big mess.
No, doesn't
Good
work.
Team.
Yeah. That they could be even better.
Correct.
If they had better green. Scott in Ohio. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Dan, good morning. How you guys doing?
Great, Scott.
Fantastic. Got a stat of the day for you.
All right. Marvin, hit the music.
Three players in NBA history were scoring champ and NBA All Defense in the same year. The logo, one time. Mamba, twice. Mr. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, 9 times.
Thank you, Scott. Well done here. Yeah, Mike did it, what, 8 or 9 times? Every year that he won the scoring title, he was first team all defense. Jerry West, that happened. And who's the other one? Kobe? Kobe did it twice? Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk some football with Tom Pelissero. Why haven't the Bears announced that Caleb Williams is their guy? Are they allowed to? And what's going on with the Commanders, the number 2 pick as well? We'll have that for you. Also, the NBA has announced the NBA finalist here. Not surprised at the list. We'll talk about that as well. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I'm watching the Duke story unfold right before our very eyes. Their roster is changing rapidly. And another transfer there. I know they have a couple of really good five-star, maybe the best player in the country in Cooper Flagg. But a lot of turnover there with John Shire. Man, this is about NIL. It's changing. Now, I don't know if they would have stayed if Coach K was coaching there. Probably so. But John Shire is losing his roster, turning it over, and that's surprising because players don't transfer from Duke, but they are now, and it's NIL. Yes, Paulie?
Yeah, we're reading a lot of local stories down there, and they're having trouble putting their finger on the reason. It could be playing time. It could be losing playing time to the new draft class. There are some NIL stories that are unbelievable about the numbers being to poach players.
Yeah, they got one player who's transferring to Baylor, and he was all ACC, Roach. And I guess if they're going to, from what I'm hearing, and I don't know if this is factual, but just what I'm hearing is Duke doesn't believe it has to pay what others have to pay because it's Duke. But maybe that is going to change. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider. He'll be part of the draft night, and he'll join us coming up here in a little bit and get his thoughts on a couple of things draft-related. But, yeah, back to Duke. They have a couple of really high-end draft picks here that are coming in for one and done. But that's the new, college basketball landscape with NIL. How long do you want to stay? When am I going to get paid? Players are using this as leverage to say, look, I'll stay if I get, or you guarantee me. The things that are asked for would probably blow your mind. Whether it's true or not, but having somebody tell me what these kids ask for or what their representative asks for. Because a lot of times the player doesn't want to go into the coach and say, coach, it's the representative who will say, or agent will say, hey, he'll stay if, or if he doesn't get this, he's going to go here, or they're paying him here, he's going to go there. Hey, can you guarantee that he's going to start? Like, you ask for whatever you think you can get. Now, you might be turned down with 90% of it, but these players know that they have leverage. Hey, I can go across the street and play right now. It didn't used to be that. So the deterrent was, do I really want to transfer and sit out a year? Well, now it's changed. Coaches can leave and coach right away. Now players can leave and play right away. Yes, Eden.
Do you think any of this has to do with Duke also looking to go in a new direction on how they structure a team and recruit kids?
No, because they have 2 one-and-doners coming in. Now, I don't know if they're getting transfer portal, but if I'm John Shire, I mean, these kids nowadays don't look at Duke the way we did, where you're like, oh, man, you got an opportunity to go to Duke. At one point, people stopped going, oh, man, I got to go to UCLA. No. When you're not winning titles, then all of a sudden they go, hey, I want to go to Georgetown. Hey, I want to, be a Fab Fiver. I mean, they're kids.
Man, I know they just got, I saw a headline, they got a kid from Syracuse is transferring.
Yes.
Which is great. I don't know big picture exactly what that means for the program, but.
Yeah, while they might be trying to change, they're bringing in 2 of the top players in the country, and one is going to be one and done for sure, but I'll be interested to see how they rebuild that roster, and that's saying a lot for Duke to rebuild a roster. Tom Pelissero joining us. He's part of the NFL draft coverage. That'll be they got all kinds of things coming up. The coverage starts the 25th, 26th, 27th tomorrow at 8 Eastern on NFL Network. The Emmy winning series NFL 360 will air. A draft special featuring Tom on Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, the perfect prospect in this year's draft, who will have a number 7 jersey and a Believe in Number 7 tattoo in memory of a former high school teammate, late friend who passed away, Bryce Gowdy. So the story features how Pratt keeps the spirit of Bryce and his late brother David alive. Tom joins us on the program now. All right, Tom, let me give you the poll question. Seton, give Tom the poll question, at least for this second hour.
If you were Jaden Daniels, you were happy to go to the Commanders, or you're hoping someone trades up?
I would fairly say Jaden Daniels would love for someone, specifically the Las Vegas Raiders, to trade up, but Washington has, let's say, demonstrated some inflexibility in terms of moving out of that pick. It's a unique situation. Obviously, barring, you know, the world collapsing tomorrow, Caleb Williams is going to go number one to the Chicago Bears, which puts Washington atop the draft. They've thoroughly examined everybody. I know that there are people there who really like Drake May. J.J. McCarthy impressed everybody who was at his pro day, including the Commanders, which is part of why they did the unique thing last week with bringing all those quarterbacks plus Michael Penix in for a group visit. Now, I'd say there are not people within the league who recall in our team doing this with quarterbacks. There's plenty of teams who bring in the group visits. The 49ers are one of them. That's where Adam Peters, the general manager, comes from. But with quarterbacks, usually you want to spend the maximum amount of time with them in every facet of the building. I would point out there's only one player who got a ride from the airport from Dan Quinn. That was Jaden Daniels. Everybody else rode the shuttle bus. So if you want to read into the transportation signals here, you would say it's pretty clear that Jaden Daniels is going to be the guy. And I would say within the league, that would be not necessarily the expectation, because until the pick's done, there's enough moving parts here. Things can change. But I would certainly say the most likely scenario when you talk to people within the league is Jaden Daniels. Daniels goes number two.
And you know how this works. We're looking for a story. Sometimes you create more of a story than is really there. Does Jaden Daniels want to go there? Was he bothered that they brought in all these quarterbacks on the same day to work out? And I don't know if it's what's real or not in this situation, but I got to factor in Antonio Pierce's relationship with Jaden Daniels going back to Arizona State. I think that's real. I just don't know, do the Raiders have enough? Well, first of all, would the Commanders be willing to listen? And do the Raiders have enough to move up to number two?
I can tell you the teams that have called Washington, and this goes back to the combine, this goes back to last month. Every time people have called Washington about number two, the answer has been, yeah, we're probably keeping the pick. Now, is there some type of an offer of, you know, Mike Ditka style, here's our next three drafts? Maybe. Everybody's got a price eventually here. But you got to think too, Dan, about the number of voices that are in that room right now for Washington. You got Josh Harris, who is a new owner going through his first draft. He's been in every combine interview. He's been at the visits. He's intimately involved in the process. You got Bob Myers, the former Golden State Warriors GM, who is at the combine and has been advising Josh Harris going all the way back to the coaching and GM search. You've got, obviously, Adam Peters, who's the GM. Magic Johnson, I guarantee, has found a way to voice his opinion on what should happen here. You got Dan Quinn. You got Cliff Kingsbury. That's a lot of different people from different backgrounds that are going to be weighing in on the topic here. From Jaden Daniels' perspective, you're right. He was recruited to Arizona State. Antonio Pierce was a big part of that. Jaden's mom, who is very involved in his life and his career, has been, you know, helping kind of steer things all along here. It's a little bit curious that he would want to reunite with someone, taking him back to the Arizona State days, since Arizona State did not end well for a variety of reasons, and it was at LSU that Jaden Daniels really found himself. But there's a comfort level there. He would like to be in Las Vegas. It's just, at this point, unless you're going to pull a major lever here and try to go full Eli Manning, it's just difficult to pull this off. And for Washington, it seems like, as they've continued to go through this process, the arrows are pointing toward them just taking Jaden Daniels, making the best of it in terms of getting him on board, which is the other reason that if you're Jaden Daniels and you've got any trepidation about going someplace that's not Las Vegas, wouldn't you think you'd want the team to spend as much time and have you meet with everybody and sit down and go through the playbook and whatever else? That didn't necessarily happen to the same extent that Jaden Daniels or his people would want to, but ultimately it's on Washington to make that pick, and the signs keep pointing toward that being number two.
Why aren't the Bears publicly declaring that they're taking Caleb Williams?
I don't think they're really allowed to, Dan. The NFL frowns upon that. They like to have some level of drama, even though there's not really a whole lot of drama to be had.
Well, what do you mean allowed to? What, like, would they get scolded?
The NFL wants the first time that it's official to be on national TV.
I get it. But if I'm the Bears, I want what's best for the Bears and my fan base. We believe in this guy. This is our guy. And they're We have no questions whatsoever. You know what? We're going to play the game on draft night, but this is our guy. We want you guys to know. Instead of having your fan base go, we should have kept Justin Fields, or I don't know about this guy. Like, we should take Jaden Daniels.
Here's what I would tell you. And there are some people within the league who buy into Jaden Daniels is going to be a better NFL player than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, though, is the consensus top pick in this draft. I would tell you, behind the scenes, everything that the Bears have done for the past several months has been with an eye toward, we are building this thing for Caleb Williams. You make an offensive coordinator change. You bring in Shane Waldron, who's worked with different types of quarterbacks in Seattle. They think that he's a really good fit for Caleb Williams. You go, you sign DeAndre Swift. You trade for Keenan Allen. You retain your offensive line coach, Chris Morgan, because he's a really good run game guy. So you make sure you got that in place. They've obviously built that defense. It's a top 10 caliber defense. And then you signal to Caleb Williams that you're all in on him by trading Justin Fields for a sixth round pick early in the process rather than dragging that out to the draft. Now, could they have just gotten on the phone and told Caleb that as opposed to trading away Justin Fields for a sixth? Probably. That would have probably had the same effect here. But what they've done over the last couple of months here is when, Caleb Williams came in for his visit, they sent him out to dinner with a bunch of their key players and make sure everybody was in a good spot there. They've stayed in touch with Caleb Williams via Zoom since that day, going through just talking football stuff with him. This is all clearly geared toward Caleb Williams.
Oh, I get it that they're taking him. I said that I was told by a source the commissioner, or at least the home office, discourages you from making this public. That's what this comes down to. They just want that to be the first announcement. It's the big night for the commissioner in the NFL. I get that. I know you're short on time. Over under quarterbacks in round one, if I set the number at 4.5. No, I'll set it at 5.5.
I mean, that's the correct line right there. That's where I would set it. Right now, sitting here, I would say 6 quarterbacks go in round one. And that's in part because this is a unique class where if you get beyond the first 6, arguably 7, because there are some people who have Spencer Rattler in their top 6. Some have him ahead of Michael Penix. There's really not a whole lot of other guys. There is Michael Pratt, who you mentioned. We got a great feature coming out on NFL 360 tomorrow night. He's probably gonna be a late day 2, early day 3 guy. I think Joe Milton, the guy with the howitzer from Tennessee, he's going to get taken late just based on traits. And that might be it. That might be the only quarterbacks who get drafted other than maybe there's somebody in the 7th because there's a competition to sign him as a PFA and you don't want to go down that. So you just take him late. But that's it. So you got more teams right now that need quarterbacks than there are quarterbacks to be taken. So if you go right down the list right now, all right, Caleb Williams to the Bears, barring something totally unforeseen, at number 1. Let's give the Commanders Jaden Daniels at 2. Somebody then takes, in all likelihood, not necessarily 100%, because J.J. McCarthy's in that mix too, but somebody probably ends up with Drake May at number 3, whether that's the Patriots, the Giants, or the Vikings in a trade-up scenario. J.J. McCarthy then goes somewhere, I would think, between 4 and 11, which then still leaves potentially the Broncos, the Raiders, some of the wildcard teams, like could the Rams potentially take one as well? I think that there's a lot of people within the league who believe if the Raiders cannot go get Jaden Daniels, which, by the way, would be totally out of character for Tom Telesco to make a trade up, the general manager there. Michael Penix is the guy who makes a lot of sense for the Raiders. And then Bo Nix, he's got a lot of fans around the league. Let's say you're the Vikings and you get shut out, you can't trade up, you miss out, the Giants take McCarthy and you're stuck. You might think, hey, we got not just number 11, we got number 23. Bo Nix might be there. And then the question is, are you worried about a threat from a team like the Rams, whose general manager, Les Snead, played with Bo Nix's dad and has known him forever, and Matthew Stafford's toward the end, that you feel like we need to get up ahead? The Vikings are really, I think, one of the fascinating teams this entire draft because, yes, they signed Sam Darnold, but they don't have another guy right now. They clearly want a quarterback. Everyone's been talking since they acquired the 23rd pick that, all right, they're going to package him and move up. But someone needs to be willing to move down for you to move up if they get stuck there. I really believe any of those other 5 guys are possibilities for the Vikings to take, whether that is at some point in round 1 or if they try to get up there and take one at the top 2.
I know you're busy. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
That's Tom Pelissero, NFL Network insider, part of their draft coverage. And tomorrow at 8 Eastern, the Emmy-winning series NFL 360, a draft day special featuring the Tulane quarterback, Michael Pratt. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What do you have for me today?
Well, Dan, Wilmington, North Carolina, first off, and I have to tell you that the best of the weekend is our favorite son, Michael Jordan, owned a car that won Talladega yesterday. The worst of the weekend is on Friday, our favorite son, Michael Jordan, stabbed the city in the back. We had plans to build a museum in downtown Wilmington in his honor, a Michael Jordan museum. Everything was signed and sealed, and on Friday he announced that he didn't want to have it here in Wilmington. This is a guy that, and Paulie may be able to say the same thing about Chicago, but since he's left, he's shunned the city and he wants nothing to do with us. And it feels like he's broken the hearts of a lot of people here in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Thank you, Doug. Yeah, I didn't know about the Mike Museum. How often do you turn down a museum that's in honor of you?
Yeah, it was just announced on Friday. The new Hanover County officials said a planned Michael Jordan Museum will not go forward.
Did they run this by Michael before they announced that they were going to have a museum?
Were they surprising him with it?
Yeah.
Guess what, Mike? And he said, guess
you
what?
You got a museum.
Hey, Mike, can we have a bunch of your memorabilia to throw into it? No, it turns out you can't. Thank you. I appreciate that, but no.
No.
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, it's unclear why the family changed their mind or refused to cooperate.
He's been trying to sell his museum in Chicago for a long time, but too many 23s all over the place.
Yeah. Well, he hadn't sold his house.
That's
his museum.
Yeah.
The news release did not state a specific reason by the Jordan family decision.
Why do people not want to buy Michael Jordan's house? I know there's a lot of 23s.
I'm positive it's because you have to take down all the 23s. I'm positive.
But that's what you're buying. You're buying Michael Jordan's house.
Yeah.
Don't you want what comes with Michael Jordan's house?
You go into the bathroom and you turn the 2 and the 3 for hot and cold water. It's like, good God.
It's down to 14.8. It was like 21 million. Yeah, there's no way around it. Like, I'm looking at the pictures. A non-sports fan would know Michael Jordan's lived here.
Yeah, but you would think there would be a fanatic out there that would go, I got Michael Jordan's house. And I got stuff that goes along with that. You got the basketball court there, and you know, granted, the gate has a big 2 and a 3 on it. And
he's got a casino in one level. There's like a poker playing room.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you bought, is there another athlete that, like Shaq's house? Shaq's house in Orlando. I don't know if that was up for sale, but it's scaled to Shaq. You can't be like Danny DeVito and you buy the Shaq house.
How many 7-foot billionaires are there?
I don't know if you have to be a billionaire.
Oh, okay.
But still, you have to buy a house. I heard the story about Horace Grant when he played with the Magic. He had a house in Winter Park, but it was for a 6'9 guy. And then the person who bought it had to lower like the countertops and, you know, it had to be, you know, kind of normalized with something like that. Yes, Marvin.
And why are there goggles at the gate?
for Horace Grant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And Jordan's got that wagging tongue chandelier above the diner.
That's not true.
Weird. You don't want
That's that. Not true.
It's the doorbell you have to push in. It's like squishy.
It's his tongue.
Come on, this is gross.
When you press the doorbell, it berates visitors. It tells them I'm better than you at things.
I'm better than you.
Let's take a break. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hall of Famer Dave Matthews Band. Marvin, you a Dave Matthews fan?
I'm not. I know who they are.
Okay.
They were a constant. Like, oh, are you going to, in high school? Are you going to Dave? Dave Matthews was on tour every single summer. And the kids in my high school that wore the shell necklaces, they were going to go see Dave Matthews.
I like Grateful Dave. You know, he's fun. Good band. It's a good time. And Hall of Famer. I was in a movie with him, Just Go With It, out in Hawaii. Got a chance to spend some time with him. Very funny guy. Very sharp guy. Got to see the show a couple of times. So happy for him. Grateful Dave. Yes, Paul?
I don't like when people don't like a band and say they shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You should acknowledge someone's success or fan base or whatever it may be, because like there's some eras that some people don't like. I'm looking at the list of bands that are not in, and there's a lot, like Iron Maiden's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It seemed like they had a very successful run.
Okay, wait, so why can't I not like a band?
No, you can not like a band, but you should look at them objectively and say they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like Mariah Carey is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay. She seems like she's really successful, and I'm not a fan of her work.
Yeah, yeah, see.
Oh, so if you're looking at them objectively, you just have to say they should be in?
No, I'm saying, like, can you discuss someone and not like them? Like, I don't like Mariah Carey's music. But if you look at, like, almost like judging for the Basketball Hall of Fame, you may not be a fan of a player, but, like, the work speaks for itself, or the success speaks for itself. See, you love the band, I love the band New Order, a very popular band in the, you know, new wave era of the 80s. I'm sure a lot of people don't like them, but their success stands for itself.
Yeah, I'm confused that I have to respect a band but not like a band.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can you look at a band objectively if you don't like their music?
Yeah, there's players in the Hall of Fame who I don't like, but I understand that they're in the Hall of Fame, and they should be, I guess, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I usually judge these kinds of things by what they did for music. And did they, once their existence, were they either so tremendously successful that that speaks for itself, or did they change the direction of music once it was going one way and then they existed and now it splintered off into another direction? That to me is always something that's like, oh, damn, that they were really, really important.
Like
they
Nirvana.
Did this. Yeah, Nirvana would certainly be one of them, or even maybe Tribe Called Quest. That could be why they got in, you know? There's a lot of different artists that are like that. New Order probably being one of them.
Yeah, I don't know if I can go by just what they did for music. I mean, there's certain bands or artists that I don't know if they changed anything, but they added to. I mean, Foreigner didn't really change music. They just had a bunch of hits, yeah. And they're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I don't have a problem with that. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm going through this list. I'm just cringing at certain names like Cher, very successful singing career, right?
Yeah.
She's never been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Which is a travesty in itself.
Yeah.
I think that's snarky.
Well, part of this is, like, Mariah Carey's not rock and roll. There's nothing rock and roll about her. It should be labeled the Music Hall of Fame. If it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then there's a lot of artists who shouldn't be in.
Mariah Carey is one of the most successful, is arguably the most successful female artist of all time. Of course she needs to be in. It's crazy.
But when we say rock and roll, she's not rock and roll.
Yeah, but this is dumb.
Yeah, but that's the problem I think people have. If you said Music Hall of Fame, nobody would argue with that, with Mariah Carey. They wouldn't. But rock and roll, they're like, well, she's not rock and roll. No, she's not. But these are the new inductees. You know, Cher, Foreigner, Dave Matthews Band. Yeah. I don't get too caught up in it. I only get caught up when I feel like somebody is not in. And Foreigner bothered me that they weren't in. I just thought, you know, they cranked out hits. Yes, Marv.
Peter Frampton, I don't remember, but he had a big live album. Did he have anything else?
Huge. One of the biggest albums of all time. Frampton Comes Alive. Did he have a sustained greatness over his career? No. But Frampton Comes Alive, that was a big deal. Yeah, Paul.
Peter Frampton's like an NFL running back running for 2,000 yards and not doing much else.
Yeah.
Remember Chris Johnson of the Titans?
Yeah.
He's Chris Johnson.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Did Peter Frampton invent that weird sound that wow, 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 wow?
No, because I don't think so. I think if you listen to Joe Walsh on Rocky Mountain Way, that he uses, I think that's the same instrument. Now, I don't want
it's called a talk box.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't want to be told, you know, stay in my lane here, but feels like Joe Walsh may have had that earlier than Peter Frampton.
Who really popularized it most effectively, really, is Bon Jovi.
He's got
Richie
some.
Samboro is all over that talk box.
He's got some vocal cord issues.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he has for a long time.
I just saw there's a documentary coming out. 4-part documentary on Bon Jovi, I think on Hulu.
Let's go.
Just announced.
And I think he's putting out a new album, but Richie Sambora, I don't know if they're going out on tour, but he's not going to be with them anymore.
Their Behind the Music was one of the best Behind the Musics ever, that show on VH1.
Really?
Oh, God, was it? Maybe it's just because I'm from Jersey. Oh, my God, it was fantastic.
Was there drama?
There was drama, yeah. And it was not like... like the worst drama.
Drugs and just, women?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just funny that it's Bon Jovi. It's the best, though.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Sinead O'Connor nominated, didn't make it in this year. Usually,
SBS.
She was nominated, she passes away, and you'd think they'd put her in this year.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
You tear a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live, that may keep you out a little bit. It shouldn't.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds like rock and roll.
Yeah, no, that's like the punk rock and roll Hall of Fame. She is first ballot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Final hour on the way. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will stop by. Talk about the NBA MVP candidates. More of your phone calls on this Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton, including include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.